learn. You might say she wasn't. That's not the way she was in the past or something like that. But I don't know. I can think of. I just wouldn't know hard just how you would use that. It's just.
Would you say she didn't used to be, or she used to be, or anything like that?
Well, you might say that if she's afraid now, and if you know she didn't used to be, you might say that. You know, say that she didn't used to be afraid.
And how do you refer to somebody who might leave a pile of money sitting on the table and leave the door open and go off to town or something?
Well, you'd say they was careless.
And what about if somebody was just, you know, didn't ever want to change, wouldn't change, you know, was the same way all the time? You know, and you were trying to get them to change the ways, you'd say, don't be so, what? If a person just very sure of himself, you know, and you know of a better way of doing something, you might say to the person, he say, I'm not going to change, I like the way I'm doing it. So you might say, don't be so.
Contrary. Contrary, that'd be the word you use when people are, but won't change, you know, and they just argue with you about anything and never agree with you, you know, they're contrary.
Well, if somebody, you know, was for a political candidate or something, and you were trying to change their minds, you say
contrary politician.
Would you say that person is contrary the same thing as stubborn or obstinate or something?
Well, stubborn and opposite. Those three words are pretty well go is the same thing, contrary and stubborn and obstinate.
And what about somebody who just can't take a joke, you know, just loses his temper?
High-tempered. That's what you say if they lose their temper and can't take a joke, they're high-tempered.
And somebody who's high-tempered might get awfully, what, at the slightest little thing?
Offended. To get offended and then they just get fly over the handle. Our old saying is fly over the handle. When you let your temper get the loose from you, you say they flew over the handle. that's a very old saying, flying over the handle, you know.
So the person that will fly off the handle, if he flies off the handle, then he's mighty what? Would you say he was mad or anything like that?
Well, yeah. A lot of times he gets mad, just flies off the handle and gets mad and just loses his temper. That's losing the temper and flying off the handle is the same thing with me, you know.
Well, if you were in a ship or something and it was going down, you know, and everybody was nervous and running around and crying, you'd say to everybody, now just keep...
relax and keep calm.
And what if you've been working hard all day? You say you were very...
tired.
And if you were very, very tired, you'd say you were all...
pooped out. That's the old saying, pooped out.
Well, if you use wear out, how would you say it? You say, I'm completely...
tired out. Or worn out. Worn out. You know, you'd say, if you wore out, you'd say, tired out or worn out.
Well, if a person had been real well the last time you'd seen them, and suddenly you hear they have some disease, you'd say, well, last night must have been when she...
last night must be
when? When she did, you know, if last night is when she was succumbed to the disease, that would be when she...
collapsed or something like that?
Would you say that's when she, what, sick?
Became? I just don't know as I get you.
If somebody came home from school early, you know, a young person came home from school, you'd say it was because... while he was at school, would you say he took sick or got sick or anything like that?
Became ill? I guess that'd be the best way to say it. Became ill while he was at school.
Would you say would you ever hear somebody say that they got sick or took sick or something?
Yeah, I've heard that used a lot of times. Got sick or took sick.
And if you're speaking to somebody, you know, who was sick and you didn't know when they were going to be well, but you knew sometime they would, and you were trying to calm someone down, you'd say, well, now don't you worry, because